I was always spooked by the asteroids around me, but then I had lucked out when three chumps had found me. We gotta go see these mechanimals at the center of the universe. The butcher, the baker, the candle maker. The butcher, the baker, the candle maker. The butcher, the baker, the candle maker. The butcher, the baker.
Hello and welcome to this episode of The Butcher, Baker, and Candlemaker in Space. Hope everybody's doing all right. I'm The Butcher. Joining me tonight is Baker.
Atadero.
And Pantagruelia.
Hello, space friends.
Well, we've had a little bit of time now to play around with the orbital update. So how's it, everybody like it?
Amazing.
I have no room left for ships. I keep creating characters just so I can build more ships.
Really?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's, yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that when it's my turn, though.
It takes me forever to get into a space station. You know, because now I got to fly around and look at all this stuff and, you know, the detail is incredible. And then, you know, the one thing I did figure out is you got to be careful about how you fly into some of them. One of the designs has all these like radio antennas positioned around the entrance. And so you got to swing way out and fly straight in. Otherwise, you get impaled.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, they're definitely amazing to look at. So I started a new character who is a trade geck. And so I permadeath, turned the economy up all the way, and decided to go no starter ship. So ran around on the ground until I dug up enough salvage data to buy my first ship. And it had been so long since I've flown in any conventional ship other than the Radiant Pillar, because usually I'll take the Radiant Pillar and then immediately, you know, get myself to a system where I can start picking up Sentinel ships. But I'm flying around in a little hopper, little no-wing job. Love it. They're so cute. And
they're really sweet.
You know, so easy to fly around in. So I'm doing no Sentinel ships with this one. So not even for money, which has been interesting. You know, because normally, you know, after you hit the first dissident system, you know, you're before too long, you're sitting on several hundred millions of dollars worth of credits. And with this one, it's a little bit slower, you know, not to mention that I'm on hard economy. So everything is just a little bit you know, you get everything costs more and sells for less. So, but he was able to start up a trade route. So, you know, being careful to jump to the right system so that you get maximum cash. And then once we got some cash built up, started doing the trade surges, and I'm not sure. I mean, they're nice the first time you do them, because what ends up happening is if you start hitting the same systems over and over again, there's less and less stuff to sell. So it, you know, it's kind of a diminishing return. But I was able to build up a nice little stack of cash. Got myself a little B-class system freighter and a couple of frigates. And so now I'm just in the process of kind of getting the base built up so we can start working on. My goal is to be able to buy a hauler. At this point, I found a couple of crashed haulers. And I thought, you know, maybe I would try to go that route, but it's a little slow going. So like I talked about last week, you can use the Minotaur to search for distress signals. So the downside is that, you also get a lot of, help the crashed pilot, which is useless. And crashed freighters. So I think out of 10 locations, I might have gotten two or three crashed ships out of it. So, but fortunately, two of them are haulers. So maybe that'll, you know, I'll go back and start working on that again. You know, just looking at the space stations and just jaw-dropping how much detail they've got on the outside of them, let alone all the new stuff they've got inside. But as the game does, so I wanted to start building my reputation with the Merchants Guild. And, of course, every single station that I've been into, the guild master is with the Mercenaries Guild. Like on my other character, I almost never got a Mercenary Guild because that's the one that I was, you know, trying to build up. But this one, I don't know how the game knows, but it knows. And it's like, nope, no merchant guilds for you. So we'll see how that goes. And then, you know, the thing is that, you know, you don't necessarily, when you go to the mission envoy, you've got to get built up with a particular race to be able to stop getting race specific missions. So I got to figure out how I'm getting pretty built up with the GEC, so hopefully soon I'll be able to start getting some missions for the Merchants Guild. And then one day I may, you know, come across a space station that has a Merchant Guild envoy in it. So it's been interesting. It is, you know, there have been a couple of situations where I've needed to do some mining on the planet surface. And get aggravated that I can't just hover in place and clean out the dihydrogen patch in one shot. I have to keep flying back and forth and oops, I missed it. Oops, I missed it. You know, oh, I got two that time. Yay. it's the plan and I'm sticking to it.
So you still haven't found a way to figure out where specific merchants or alliance people are yet?
No.
Because I'm seeing a lot of people complaining about that on the No Man's Sky Reddit that, you know, it takes them a while to find the person that they really want. Yeah. And they have to jump and jump and jump.
Yeah. Hopefully at some point it'll get added to the information that shows up when you're, you know, looking at the system. You know, it tells you everything else, you know, about the system. If you've got the, you know, the economy scanner and the, you know, with conflict scanner, you get all of the information for that system, except what envoy is in the space station. So.
I just feel like there's something somebody's missing. I feel like there's a way to tell, but we just don't know what it is yet. Mm. Or maybe they haven't added it. I don't know. But I feel like if it's not in there, obviously they're listening to us by now. That's too specific how they did this whole shipbuilding system. Mm. So.
Yeah.
Come on. Give Ray a way to find these Merchant Alliance people. Yeah. He needs it bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. So, that's been a bulk of my play. It's definitely slow. So I always, when I go into a system, I fly to a trade post because that's where you get the best prices on everything. I've gotten to where I'm paying closer attention to, the sell and buy percentages. So you want to make sure that whatever system that you're in or going to pick up the next batch of stuff has the lowest buy percentage, and then when you go to sell it, you want the highest sell percentage. You spend a lot more time in the system map, and you're not just looking for one star, two star, three star systems, because you can have a three star system that has crappy sell prices and a one star system that has great sell prices. So you have to look at that separate from the class of the system. But also there's a limit to how much is available in the system to buy. So at this point, I don't have, a lot of backpack slots yet. So I am kind of limited to how much I can carry. That's my limiter at this point. But eventually, as I get that built up, it'll be that they just run out of goods to sell me in the system, because I usually hop to two or three different trade posts. Trying to pick stuff up, and then whatever's left over in the space station. It's a fun, slow way to play because you're always busy, and you're always looking at the trade prices and what you can buy and sell stuff for. But and it's faster than trying to make money off of selling conventional chips because those are only worth, usually just a million or two. And, now when I buy my stuff up and jump to the next system, I'm making, 4 or 5 million in profits. So, yeah. Still not as good as selling Sentinel ships, but, rules are rules.
I was going to say, but the whole time you're thinking, man, I can't hover. I'm not making as much money. What the hell am I doing here?
Yeah, it is painful, but it is nice to be a GEC again. So,
oh, that's why you're not having any luck finding the merchant vendors. You didn't say you weren't playing a GEC.
No, I was. I wasn't playing a GEC when I did the Agent of Atlas.
Oh, okay.
But now I am a GEC again, so I should be having my GEC luck. What the heck? Does the luck only work from the last character that you had? If so, I'll have to start another GEC.
You got too close to the Atlas. That's what it was. It rubbed off. It,
yeah.
Just nothing.
Now I've got the Scarlet Letter.
Yeah, everyone sees it too when you're walking around the anomaly. Big, nasty non-GEC, whatever the non-GEC letter would be, just right across your chest.
So that's been my gameplay. Baker, what have you been up to?
I can't stop. It's very hard to leave that 12th spot open for the ships. How many do we get now? I keep wanting to say it's 15, but I don't think that's right. I think it's 12 per character.
Yeah, I don't know. I never get that close.
I know you don't, but I can't. But at least my two main characters, they're stinky rich. That's real super easy. But it's like at that point, I've already built up most of the ships that I want. I am still hunting down the parts for my original ship that I flew all that time, but I'm trying to get every single individual piece exactly the same. And that's going to take some time without, you know, going and sourcing the parts myself from No Man's Sky or the coordinate exchange. But I don't want to do that. I want to find the parts naturally in the universe. But I do keep, like, I started that one character. I made a Vakeen. It's a survival mode character. And I was walking around for maybe 3 hours, but found all three of the exact same ship, all of the same one. Oh, I built up that ship. Yeah. And then by the time I got up there, I had such a good reputation with the Vakeen that I was able to, I had the 6,000 nanites I needed and had almost, or 6,000. God, how much was it? Yeah, so I was able to get an A class.
With the discount.
For the A class when you hit a certain discount. I remember it was close to 6,000 or 8,000. I don't remember what it was. But by the time I got to that point, I was able to get that and build that ship up. I'm like, well, that's what I wanted to do with this character. Now that's done, I guess. I don't want to just keep walking around on the ground salvaging parts. I want to go out and start finding the ones that I really want. And then that snowballed to building multiple characters on that, or multiple ships on that character, just from ones that I found for super cheap, C-class. Because, there's no reason to buy anything but a C-class when you're going to strip them. So I did that. I kept buying those. And, you know, I found myself a dissonant sentinel planet in a pirate system.
So, Baker, make you a C-class stripper?
Yes, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. Man, I'm going to put that on my LinkedIn. I can't stop. Like, I build a ship. I'm like, good, I got that one built. On to the next one. I got one character now that I'm only building explorers. And I have no interest in flying explorers. I do like the hoppers, but I keep doing like different ones. I like the big, like I'll do the big bucket things on the side of it. I build that up. I'm like, well, now I've built an S class of this. I don't want to scrap it. I guess I'll just have to build a new character.
I'm going to build a whole new world so I don't have to scrap this one ship.
It's an issue.
I get it.
It's a real issue. Plus, I get all these colors the way I want them. You know, you spend a lot of time when you get all the parts together. It's the colors that you spend the most time trying to figure out what you want to do with. And the more time that I spent like putting into making the colors look the way I want and getting it right, and then dropping, you know, especially on my mains where I've got over 1 billion units per character still left, because I haven't even replenished that money in probably 2 years since they nerfed ionized cobalt. Activated indium. When they nerfed that, I haven't set up any way of really making money on those characters, and they're still pretty rich, but they're getting depleted quick because of this. And my nanites, like, I have to keep going to pirate stations, buying stuff, selling it off to get the nanites to go back and buy the S-class reactor. Yeah, reactor. I keep going and getting those. And it's like, at this point, I got to do something. So I have to go start like getting, I went back and started looking for the pirate freighter again. Like, I got to take a break from building ships, because it's getting like, I'm going to have to start looking for money to make more, to scrap. I got to scrap ships to make money. So yeah, it's like, at this point, it's like, is this the new Geknip in this game? A break. What is it called when you want to quit a drug for a minute? Tolerance break.
Detox.
Yeah, I got to detox a little bit. I'm sitting around. It's like when Ray doesn't get to hover in his ship and he starts scratching his arms and everything and like scratching his neck. Yeah. So I had to take a break from that and went back to what was becoming a pain in the ass. But now I'm really determined. I'm going to get that S-class freighter, the pirate freighter. So I'm nowhere near Ray's 1.5 minute time, but I am at it full time, determined to get that thing. Because I'm like, I got all these ships. They need a nice home. Yeah. I only have a crappy A class, just your basic freighter on the main character, on my normal character, and it just doesn't seem right. So I got to get that pirate freighter, and I need an S class. That seems necessary. So that's what I'm back to now.
even though it has less storage and stuff?
I cannot explain it. It's just like how I can't settle for an S-class reactor on any of these ships I build unless it was like that first character that I'm, or you know, that character made, it couldn't afford an S-class. So I had to go with the A-class to get out of the Radiant Pillar. But it's like all these other characters, I can get this S-class. So why would I settle for less? But you're right. It is limited space. However, it's not that hard to get slots for the freighters, I don't feel. You can't upgrade the class.
Right.
So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
We will be able to eventually.
To get those pirate freighters down in a minute and a half, you know, one, I had a maxed out Inferknife. But then when you fly in, you fly immediately to the engines and take those out. It's also very easy to do if you're in a Sentinel ship and you can hover, because you can just sit there in place and just take it out, you know, one engine after another.
That is what I'm using, yes.
Then you fly up, you know, the back and hit that first laser turret and take it out, and then the next one and the next one, and then you fly around the superstructure and take out the next two, and then fly towards the front. And as you're heading towards the front, you're shooting the one on the nose, and that one blows up just as you're passing the entrance to the landing bay. And so you do a quick turn and land inside, and you're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much what I'm doing. I know I'm nowhere near as quick as you are about it.
The hardest thing is that the little pirate ships that are flying around, you know, since I was hovering, they would constantly run into me. And then, you know, that would knock you off your position and you'd have to reposition and shoot.
You know what? For the very first time in this entire game, I took off from a trading depot the other day and took off into space, towards space. And another ship came over a hill and slammed into the bottom of my ship and just sent me whirling all through the atmosphere. Hmm. And I didn't even know. I have never had that happen to me before. So I was actually wondering if that happened to other people. It's like, have you ever had your ship knocked like all over the place by an NPC? But I guess, yeah. So they just bump into you?
Yeah, yeah. They're like kamikaze hitting you.
They never do that to me.
I tried on the last expedition, I tried to do one of those freighter battles. And it was, I did not have a hover ship. I was like, ooh, there it goes. There's the turret. Oh, I gotta turn around. And it was really hard because they were flying around and knocking me.
Yeah.
Every time I'd like, okay, now I'm here, I can start shooting, and then I get thrown off.
Yeah. So I still haven't tried it, but they're in the documentation it says that the new Starborn ship can hover.
I haven't been able to get mine to hover. I mean, it hovers when it's sitting there.
Yeah.
It's parked.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to play with it because this character is not taking any rewards. I've got to buy my way through this playthrough. So you've got to have a pretty good feel for the shipbuilding. Now, are you making them all different colors?
I have gone all pretty crazy with the color scheme, because if you know, at first I was like, man, I really want to go like all black. Oh yeah, I guess that's not an option. Well, I guess time to go the other way. So you know, it was one that's like Barbie. I kind of went like Tiger Claws from Cyberpunk. Mm-hmm. So I've got that kind of color scheme, so there's like a purple and pink going on there, and then you know, put the red fire or red trail coming out of it. And yeah, man, there's so many options with the colors. And you can change the patterns, too, because there's the option to change the color pattern on it, too. Hmm. So, yeah. So, and then like I know there's the option to do like the duller, older paints, but man, it looks so much nicer when you do the shiny metallic.
Yeah, that's a good looking paint.
Yeah. But it was very tempting, like on my main character, you know, it is an Iron Man theme going on there where it's all red and gold or red and yellow. I was going to do that and like kind of stick with those colors for every ship, but it's very hard to do that now that I can just change the colors of ships. I do wish I could go back and change them after. I haven't wanted to do that with any ships so far, but it would be nice if we could take a ship in that we already have and change the colors on it. And then eventually I don't know if it'll ever, do you think we'll ever get the chance to do explorers or not explorers? Sorry. Exotics.
I don't know. I sure hope so.
Yeah. I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Like we haven't gotten, no shuttles. I feel like we would get that before we get anything else, but yeah, I really want to tear down exotics and just build custom exotics.
Yeah. Solar ships would be nice. You could make some really wicked-looking solar ships.
Yeah. Solar ships, man, yeah. There are some of them. Like, I like the ones that have, like, the real hot rod cockpit to them. Mm-hmm. I don't like the spider. I think that's what they call it, the spider. So you get, like, a set of eyes on the front and then, like, the fangs hanging down.
Oh, yeah. That's ugly.
Yeah. I feel like if I could build my own, then I would be more invested in the solar ships.
Yeah.
Because they're still not really for me. I thought I would be into them, but those fans, like the shields, if we could get rid of the shields, I think that would really do it.
Yeah. If you could turn those off, that would be nice. The one that I like is the really needly nosed one. I think they call it the Jackal.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I like. Yeah, if we could take, also, if we could change, like, the opacity, maybe, of the shield so that it's, like, dimmer.
Mm.
Like, that might not be so bad. If you could just barely see the glimmer of it or change it so it's, like, a kind of a wave of energy that travels across and then you see it like that. That wouldn't be so bad if that's all the only time you saw it. But, yeah, I can't handle having that shit taking up so much of my screen if I'm using third person. It's like I go to third person so that I don't have a bunch of stuff on my screen.
Right.
But yeah, there's a rainbow. I've got a lot of colors going on in my freighter right now. And the characters that don't have freighters, it's still a vibrant bunch of colors. I still feel like I haven't done two ships that look alike yet either.
I'm just looking at ship pictures now. I want to build a hybrid. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm really excited about building a hybrid. I would love to like have a little ball exotic that hovers with the organic ship swirls underneath.
The tentacles trailing out the back.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It would look like an eyeball that's been plucked from someone's head.
That would be sweet.
That's what I want. Yeah.
This should be an option that we could build like at an autophage station. Like I feel like that would be, if we could get to the point where they give us an autophage shipbuilding station where you can build parts from different kinds of ships, put them together, but then it looks like it's kind of welded together with chunks of metal. So it's kind of like haphazardly put together. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Frankenstein.
That is pretty much all I've been doing. So, Jen, if you got more to talk about on shipbuilding, go for it.
I don't have a lot to talk about with shipbuilding. I got distracted, guys. I was like, oh, I'm just doing this over and over with my character. I think I want to start a new character. So I scrolled down to the bottom of my list thinking I was going to start a new character. And I was like, you know, I have all of these expedition characters that I haven't played with. And mind you, I did lose some expedition characters in the transition from PlayStation 4 to 5. They didn't make some got lost. So I scroll down to the first I guess, first chronologically, last on my list, expedition character. And I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on with this. I don't even know what expedition this is, but I'm going to play this character. And it turns out, like, I open it up, and what's looking at me is the worm cask head.
Nice.
And I don't know what happened between then and now, but it actually turned my stomach to look at the worm cask, because like at the neck, there are these little, like those little legs. It's got two little legs sticking out and they wiggle independently. That's not okay, guys. That's not okay. So I put my dude in the, and it's only Vakin. You can only have the cask head on a Vakin. So I put him in the, you know, appearance modifier, and option three shrinks the head. Like it shrinks down just a little bit. I was hoping for like a little tiny Beetlejuice shrunken head, you know, but it shrinks it down just a little bit. And the only other options are to make it more bulbous, which is not okay. It's worse. Or to make it actually longer, like, cause it doesn't just stick up. It sticks out. It's like a periscope out of the body. So I spent a lot of time trying to make this thing just tolerable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I switched everything to like all black. And I was like, okay, I don't know. And then I gave it like some red highlights, and all it did was make those little neck legs red and make them more noticeable.
Oopsie.
So that was not okay either. So I went to a straight, I was like, this is Vakin. He's going to be Vakin. That's just what's going to happen. And then I started being really troubled by those lip folds. I don't know what's with me today, but those little lip folds, you know, the little flappy bits.
Yeah, the ones that flap. Yeah.
Yeah. And I settled on a mask, but it's got like, it's just got a little opening for the flaps because I'm not getting away from them. So he is all like all black, super stealth Vakin with the face flaps. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I need to go and see if I can build some, like I can see if I can find some other stuff. Cause I have no idea what's in his inventory. I don't know if he's got, I don't remember. There's so much I don't remember. And you know how much I love not knowing things. So this is really exciting for me. I don't know where his bases are. I don't know. Like there was some crappy little cargo ship, not a cargo ship. A shittle.
Hmm.
It was some ugly little shittle that I had him flying. So no other ships, because I always try to do that. I try to stay in the ship that I get for the expedition. And so I took him to the anomaly, and I was like, you know what? I never do this in expeditions. This is not an expedition. I'm gonna go pick up one of my ships. And I'm going to pick up the Starborn ship. I go to get it. I have to pay 1,400 nanites.
Yeah.
You freaking kidding me? Do I not already owe them? Or I own them? I owe them. Yeah. You see, I was a Freudian slip there. I owe them 1,400 nanites to claim my ship. I was like, I'm just going to grab some ships and then I'll, you know, I'll sell them, and nope, I can't do it because it takes 1,400 nanites to get one of the ships that I already have access to. So I gave him the Starborn runner. That is new, right? Did you talk about this? And I totally missed the opportunity to be horrified and gobsmacked about this because it's not okay, guys.
What is it?
About having to pay for them?
Yeah, you got to pay for your ships.
Yeah.
Oh, for the net. Yeah,
you already have. Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, that's very strange.
1,400. 1,400 nanites.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's only the expedition ships.
This is a deterrent for people who are starting this a lazy way to make us not use expedition ships.
Now,
we're trying to start an expedition.
Is this character in permadeath?
No. Normal mode.
No, I feel like if you're, yeah, in an expedition, if you're going to start an expedition, they don't want you to cheat or something like that. I can, or, you know, you're willing to come up with the money to get that inside the game, you know, whatever. But I feel like if you're in your, in a normal mode and, you know, normal survival, permadeath, any of that shit, if it's something you earned in an expedition, why do we have to pay for it again?
Right. Exactly.
So that is very strange.
Well, I had a tiny little rage out with my worm face. No, I didn't have my worm face anymore. But I did have a little rage out. But I'm going through so that I had the outrage about the ship and I realized I don't have a freighter either. So I've been working on getting that. But I went to look at my this is a long time ago. And I went to look at my bases and I need to share with you my base names for the worm expedition. So I have Beach Near Archive. Okay, that's really creative, right? Angry Worms. I'm assuming that's a dangerous planet with worms. The Worm Free Zone. Give me a sec. Curiously Large Deposits. And BB Worms do 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 do.
So see, I mean, so when I name a base,
yeah,
it's like one, two, three.
I get why. No, I understand her naming convention, though, because that's how I do it, too, where I'll name it exactly. I used to, like, come up with these nice, like, cool, like, futuristic names or this kind of shit or things I wanted to name. And now I just name them what's going on there, and that's it.
Well, I realized that I made a earworm of my worm-based name.
Earworm.
BB Worms. Do, 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 do. Anyway, I was pretty impressed with myself for being creative with the names. So I decided to rename my character. His name is Frankie Furter. Frankie for short. As the Worm Lord. He's the Worm Lord. So I feel like these expeditions have given us so many toys to play with. And I feel like I've been like a kid on Christmas morning for years. Just like, oh, that's really cool. Oh, that's really cool. And then I put it aside and I don't look at them. I don't actually sit down and play with them because, you know, I just like play the expedition and then bide my time till the next expedition. So I'm trying to now go through my old characters, revisit some of them, and actually build them up. Like, this guy doesn't even have a freighter. And this was before a lot of the updates. I think it was before the ship tech overhaul, where we got like the supercharge spots and stuff.
Yeah, that would have been for sure.
So, a lot of my tech modules were stowed. So I didn't know what was going on. But the Starborn Runner is gorgeous. It's really lovely. But I think this Vikine needs something as gross as he is. So I think I need to find him a living ship.
Yeah. So that would have been the emergence. Expedition, which was the fourth expedition. Yes. So that was from October of 2021.
Oh my goodness.
I think that's before we started recording the show.
Is it? No.
I think so. Is it? It's around that time that we started 2021.
around that time, because I think I remember I was working on my crayon box of worms with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so the first expedition, Pioneers, was March of 21.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah.
It's been a long time. Lots of toys to play with.
I mean, yeah, but it does make sense, because that Vector, the Golden Vector, does feel like we've had him forever now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Anyway, that was the third, so I lost my first two. I lost my first two expedition characters. I lost my first main character to a bug. It was totally broken. Yeah. That's all I've been playing. Is Worm Man. Frankie.
Worm Man.
Worm Man
Frankie sounds like a guy you don't want to meet.
I want to go back to BB Worms and see what it looks like there, because we've had a bunch of updates since. And there's so much stuff, like the worm skin folio, and I have a ton of like fleshy ropes on this character.
Yeah.
Remember all that stuff? I've got all of that sitting in his pockets. He's got fleshy ropes all through his pockets. So it's fun. Baker, I want to know, if you're a C-class stripper, what's your stage name?
God. You know, I have no idea. I'd have to think about that. Something. It'd have to see something to do with strip fitting, that's for sure.
Manifold Maisie.
Maisie, no. God, no, that name's awful. That is the worst name ever.
Mildred?
Mildred? God. It's like, just starting to think of like the least sexy stripper names ever. Mildred. That sounds worse than Manifold somehow.
I'm just thinking alliterations would be good. Reactor Rhonda.
It would have something to do with the shittle, wouldn't it?
Daisy Shittle? No. That's a secretary.
Yeah, it is. That's an awful secretary, too. She's like, all of her papers are stuck together.
Oh, God. I was just thinking she had, like, you know, like moose dropping candy on her desk.
Sounds like she's got the shittles.
Anyway.
All right, we should probably wrap this up. I feel like
Ray really should have interjected by now. Here. Four? It's like he's running to the edge of the cliff, looking down at the car that's already crashed, going, hey, you guys should probably slow down.
Well, good times. We will catch you all later.
I'm not gonna catch Jen later. She's just gross.
You're gross. I can't even think of a comeback for that. Oh my God.
Steven Space.
Why was copying me?
Come on, me.
Ray, I'm your favorite, right?
He left. He's done with your shit.
I'm crying here.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Butcher, Baker, and Candlemaker in Space. Find more information about the show on Twitter at BBCISSS or ASAPodcasting.com.
The Butcher, the Baker.